In 2015, a father and his son, who's on the autism spectrum, took a six-month trip to Africa. They found that the big change in his environment helped him deal with small changes in his daily routine. With the National Disability Insurance Scheme rolling out, the question on everyone's mind is what exactly will be covered. The Wire's Tom Johnston talked to Dr. David Trembath, a research fellow in autism at Griffith University, about how this trip has challenged conventional approaches to autism.
People on the autism spectrum can really struggle with changes in routine, unpredictability. In fact, it's part of the diagnostic criteria. So there's a real need to strike a balance here, giving people the opportunity for a lot of variety in life, but supporting them in taking those steps to experience that and achieve that.
Do you think findings like this will encourage other families to maybe try a similar thing?
I think so. Look, a key finding that we see in this story or this journey is that James and Sam took a lot of big risks a lot of the time over the course of the journey, but the message isn't to do the same. It's not to, you know, go to Africa and copy what they did. Instead, it's to take the lessons from that journey and perhaps apply them in everyday life. And so this means taking lots of smaller managed risks as part of daily life.
Do you think there's a fear that maybe others might not have such a positive experience?
Yeah, certainly. Look, when we talk about the autism spectrum and people on the spectrum, you know, there's a saying that if you've met one person on the spectrum, you've met one person on the spectrum. Different people will respond to something like this in different ways, and we completely understand that, and it's important to never forget that.
I suppose that's the goal of the NDIS, is to support the participant in the same way that a family or parents understand their child.
Look, I think there are a number of parallels between what's happened here in this journey and the goals of the NDIS, the underpinning principles, if you like. There is this strong and incredibly important emphasis within the NDIS on participation, that people with disabilities should be in all parts of life that they want to be in part of, and that's at all ages. Within the principles of the NDIS, there's also a strong focus on taking reasonable risks for people to be able to achieve their goals. So I think there's a nice parallel there.
I guess the goal is to strike that balance between it being something to provide stability, but also encourage sort of taking those smaller risks.
Yeah, look, I think that it has the potential to help families do that. If parents and people with disability are able to articulate what it is that they're trying to achieve, their goals, and then have access to the sorts of services and community facilities and all of those things that will help them do that. Yeah, I think the two things can come together. When we look at the outcomes of this journey, we get the sense that it's not about doing something different. It's not about it being a new intervention, if you like, or a new approach. Rather, it's saying, look, in this journey, They you know, stretch Sam. They expose him to lots of different things, different parts of life. And I think NDIS has the potential to support that.
Everyone else in the situation is equally important. Do you think that how we interact with someone with autism will change in light of this study?
So, yeah, this is a community responsibility. The environment that we create through the space that we provide for people to try things, to get involved, to participate, that environment is crucial in shaping the lives of people with a disability, accessing the NDIS, and so on.
The Wire's Tom Johnston speaking to Dr. David Trembath.